Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 192. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I will be your host for the show. I have an amazing guest with me today on the show, a close friend, veteran, advanced Amazon PL seller, a brilliant entrepreneur and owner of The Best Practice Way, a pet supplement factory based in Miami, Florida, Mariana Ravitz. Mariana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I think this is like the second or third time we've tried to make this date happen, or maybe second, and I had to cancel on the last one or reschedule. Is that correct?
Yes. Two times. Second time.
How long have we known each other?
Probably 3 or 4 years, I think, maybe more.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I know of you longer, of course, but I didn't have the privilege to meet you.
Nice. Another thing I want to thank you for is coming on the show. I know this is the first podcast you've been on, and that means a great deal with me. I know how nerve-wracking it can be. The first podcast I was a guest on was AMPM podcast with Manny Coates. And I think 2 days before, I was ready to take anti-anxiety medication. The night before, I couldn't sleep. And the morning of, I had like sticky notes everywhere as to like what I was going to say if I totally choke. So you look like you're a natural at this. For anybody that wants to watch this, there will be a video. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. The time I think we had the opportunity to hang out most was actually at Dima's event in Orlando. Like, that's the first one. I know
this
we had met before that.
Yes. The first time we met.
Which I thought was an amazing event.
It was, yes, great. Dima is great.
Absolutely. Dima's also local with us now. So a few things that I'd like to cover in the show. Some of this stuff I know just a tiny bit about and I want to unpack, and other stuff I'm hoping to learn new. But you've been an entrepreneur for quite some time. It's correct in saying this is what you do. Like, you work for yourself, you create your own businesses. That's how you make your living, correct?
Correct.
You're an Amazon seller. How long have you been an Amazon seller?
So I started selling Amazon 2013. This is when I launched my first product. My background is IT background, and I was building websites and sending traffic to Amazon. This is how I knew about Amazon, and like an affiliate link. And at some point, Google changed all the algorithm. We lost all the websites. I mean, we're on the first page and they're all gone. And I decided I can sell on Amazon myself. Instead, you know, sending traffic and sell other people products. So I bought ASM2, the amazing selling machine. And this is how I learned about Amazon. I started 2013, 2017, I quit my corporate IT job. And since then, I'm by myself.
Wow. So two things I didn't know there. One, I guess you were an SEO specialist. Am I hearing that right at one point?
Well, I was building site and my partner was an SEO specialist.
Okay. And then you were specializing in sending traffic to Amazon back then. You discover Amazon, you start selling. So that's from 2013.
13, yes.
And you go full time and you leave your like cushiony corporate job.
Correct.
In 2017. So 4 years.
2017, it's going to be 5 years. 5 years ago.
But 4 years from the time you started that you went full time in this.
Sorry. Yeah.
Wow.
So I was difficult because I was making good money for corporate IT, and you know, I wanted some, you know, stability, I guess. And I think I should have lived earlier, but you know, looking back, but I left it and I'm very happy.
Since then, So you sell on Amazon. We're going to talk about the factory in a bit. And I want to talk about that, how all that plays together. But you have other businesses. You have other specialties that you do that you've started. I really want to like know what all those are. I feel like every time we meet at a conference, I learn a new one.
Thank you. Do you want me to talk about my other businesses or
just what they are? I know there's real estate in there. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes. So we syndicate apartment complexes in friendly states, they call them, that it's Texas or Oklahoma or Nevada. So friendly state states that we buy apartment complexes, they C and B classes. We remodel them. We bring better life to people because there can be like B and C classes can build bad apartments. So we do remodeling, we change the floors and parking, whatever. And then 2-3 years we sell the apartments. It helps with taxes. And for me, it's most important. It's really helped people to get a better place to live. I also own a few spas, and our niche, we found a niche for middle class and low class people who cannot afford expensive spas, and we help women to look better, to feel better with the different procedures like fat freeze, skin tightening, facelift, and to make women feel wonderful.
I love it. That's always been like an undertone anytime we speak. Like you really do try to help people all the time and build people back up. No, thank you. So, okay. So private label, do you have a niche that you specialize in?
So we, at this moment, we sell supplements, and I have a kids toy business. So, but okay. Yes. So supplements, health and beauty mostly, and pet supplements.
So was that pet toys or was it like human toys and pet supplements?
No,
or human supplements?
It was kids. We had kids toys for kids, for babies, and pet supplements for dogs and cats, and human supplements and humans health and beauty.
Okay. Which one of those came first out of curiosity? Like, did you start the toy one or the?
Yeah, I started the whole story. So I started with the supplements. Because this is what ASM was selling. It's easier and quickly. The manufacturer are in US. And this one, we had like not issues. I wrote all the issues I'm having with manufacturers. They don't answer the phones. It's not on time. Like it's all the issues. I put it together. And at some point I say, I'm going to open my own manufacturer so I can resolve all the issues people have with the manufacturers. So this is how idea of manufacturer came.
But when did you decide to build that list? Was it way when you first started supplements and you're like, you know, one day I'm going to reach a point and I'm going to open a factory? Or did you reach a certain point in your business?
I reached a certain point of my business when I said, oh my God, it's enough. You know, like with pet supplements, production late, it's time, lead time is always like absolutely like huge. Like it can be 16 to 24 months to wait. There's not, when it comes to pet supplements, it's a lot of ingredients in there. So if you don't have one ingredient, it's always delayed. They can get jars or they can get lids. So at some point when we become big enough, I decide, okay, I want to build something for myself so I can control this part as well, not just like Amazon part. So this is how it all started. And also I want to bring body to another seller so we can do quick products, great quality, because our product will come moldy sometime from the manufacturer, or it's come too dry. It was different consistency all the time, or it smelled bad, or different, like all kind of issue we had of course, and then customer complaints and Amazon complaints. So all this together, it was like a big balloon. There's just, I'm like, okay, I'm done. It's enough. I want to do something amazing.
The moldy products, were they coming from China or were you?
No, here in the US.
Okay. And God, that's a lot to like wrap your head around there. So for me, going from one niche to another, first of all, I mean, kudos to you for doing supplements. I find supplements to be the most intimidating category on Amazon e-commerce, period. I feel like it's very hard. And I feel like it's also, since there's such opportunity to make money there, unlike any other category, it brings out the worst in some people.
Agreed.
Like in like dirty tactics and stuff like that, like how money can change people. Like it has that. So you did that. You conquer that space. You grow a big business. If I'm like trying to put myself in your shoes and I'm thinking, okay, I got this awesome brand. It's doing really well. I'm going to start something else. I probably would have just started another category and I would have been totally freaked out. But instead you decide you really want to help people and you start a factory. That's not a small thing. Like you just said, there's a ton of different ingredients. There's machinery. I imagine mixers and extruders, right? Like let's do this. Somebody has a private labeled product that's listening to this and they are maybe not in your category. And they are having issues with their factory, long lead times, bad customer service, you know, inferior quality product, and they're frustrated with it too. And they are thinking the factory route, but that's just way too intimidating to think about. Like, where does one start?
I tell you a whole story, and I was doing research. I was reading a lot about manufacturing. I don't know anything about manufacturing. What I knew I want to do, I need an end point. So I put it out in the universe and I said, I want to manufacture. And I did a lot of researches. I decided I want to move to Miami. And this is a real story. I went to the bank and the banker, the guy who works there, told me like, what are you looking? I'm like, I'm looking for the space that I'm going to put manufacturing. We talk and he's like, you know what? I have a friend and he has a manufacturer here in Miami. And let me introduce you to him. Maybe he can help you with some ideas. Maybe he can help you. He knows all the machinery and stuff. So I said, yeah, let's do it. So I try to call him. I call my partner right now a few times. He didn't answer. I left him messages. I went back to Dallas. So he called me back. I flew to Miami. We met. We'll talk about it. And he's like, I think it's a crazy idea, but let's do it. So we partner up. And he knew all about all the machinery, all the extruder, everything, how it works. And I knew the customer, like Amazon side, I knew how it works, what the issue we have, what products, how products should look like, how it tastes like. How we can make custom formula for each client. So a lot of Amazon sellers have the same product. There's no differences. So what we agree, I said, we're going to make unique product for each customer. So they can go and market it as something unique for this brand. So we decide we're going to do very small minimum, 1,000 units, jars, you can order. Because a lot of manufacturers want 10,000. So we do custom formula, 1,000 unit. You can order any product and we can customize for you, for your needs. I can help you to customize or you can go do your research and we can do it for you. So this was the main idea. And we started a year ago and we are now live where I think last month we did around 150,000 jars. So, you know, I'm very, very happy.
I'm sincerely blown away by this. So you and your business partner meet because of the banker. The banker makes an intro.
Yes. Yes.
Does the banker stay with any, did he get like a referral fee? Do you use him for banking or what?
I try to, he moved to different states, He's not in Miami anymore, but this is a story. And I'm very thankful because I think it would take me way, way longer to learn and do all this, but it was great.
That's a good point. So you see all of the machinery now and you think looking at this, that it was a lot more complicated than you thought it was going to be in the beginning. And you probably wouldn't be doing 150,000 jars a month at this stage if you were doing it yourself. You got luck. I've had like 20 business partners. I don't know if I'm a difficult person, but business partners are a royal pain for me. You got one and it seems like chemistry is great. You complement each other. How did you pull that off?
I have six business partners and they're all different. They all have their own vibe and how I say that. They're all different, but you know, I work well with all of them and it's great.
You said something that I'm having to like think this question through because so I guess what I'm just going to spit it out and then I'll try to clarify it as we're going. So factories, first of all, almost all factories you talk to, they have a much higher MOQ than 1000. And when you push on them for that, they either stop working with you, don't return your emails, or they claim that they'll be taking massive losses if they lower their MOQs down. How were you able to achieve that and still turn a profit, which I imagine you are?
So, of course, if the MOQ is smaller, the price is maybe a little bit higher than if you buy a lot. So I work with a lot of, so the other business I have, I help Amazon sellers who are outside US to find manufacturer here and build their brands. So I don't help them to launch on Amazon, but I help them with a product. So, and I understand that to try, you need to have small MOQ. So this is what my main goal, that we can do small MOQs. We bought a smaller machine, smaller extruder, so we can do smaller batches. And we have a big one for big batches. So if you do small MOQ, of course, the price is going to be a little bit higher than if you can do bigger MOQ. This is the difference. But I really know the niche. I understand the need of the Amazon sellers to start with small MOQs.
How difficult was it to hire for customer service? Because you said customer service was another big pain point in working with the other one. Are you handling that?
Yeah, so I have... we have girls that are working here in US and they do all the customer service. They talk to customers, they can take the orders, they reply. Like I train them so they always have an answer to the clients. This was my frustration because I didn't get an answer for 2-3 days or 4 days or 5 days. So what I was trying to build right now is make sure the customer is happy and they have an answer, whatever it's good or bad answer. Yes, it can be delayed or we can make it or whatever issues are, we want to make sure customer is aware.
I'm going to ask you a question that you may not be able to answer. So you could totally pass on this, but this is the first thing that comes to mind when I think of factories. They're way too expensive to start. Are you able to share like a rough, what the investment was to actually get up and do a factory like you have?
Let me put this. It was more than $1 million. That's all. Okay. I can say.
Okay. That's fine. Especially you're set up to deal with smaller mid-size level sellers. So I can only imagine. God, I have so much like I'm geeking out from like the seller side. Like I've wanted to do factory and get into a factory for a while. How did you start the first product? Because you probably know the ingredients, but you don't know the quantities. Like how do you begin breaking that down?
We did. So for 3 months, me and my partner were almost, we didn't sleep. So we were doing batches and testing, and we did like 100 different batches. We went to rescue places and feed dogs, and we tested on all kinds of, so we did a lot of testing. We also get a lot of orders from Amazon, and we look at the texture. We, like, for a year, we did a lot of testing. So, and this way, right now, we already know what it should look, how it should smell, what dogs like. I do a lot of research. I work with companies who actually did formula for us. So we have a special company that we go to, and they are, they do all the mixes for us, or they do all the formulas that we need for us. So we get a lot of help for smart people.
And what about finding vendors of that material, stuff like that? That seems like a night. Would you just pop up in Google?
Yeah, well, we've been working. So my partner has all the connection, honestly, because he's been in manufacturing business before. And yes, I help him. Girls help me. So we did a lot of research and going there, flying, talk to the suppliers. Pricing changes all the time. You know, it's a lot of different issues with manufacturing. Machines can break down. People don't show up to work. So it's different stress from Amazon for sure. You know.
Do you now manufacture all of your own products for your private label brand?
Not all of it, but some. Not all.
And do you find any advantages for those private labels that you manufacture yourself now that you are the manufacturer of those? Like, have any materialized?
Well, of course, our costs went down a little bit, and timing, we can do it quickly, you know, but like I said, I'm very, very happy because I think I like to control everything. So now I feel like I'm in control what needs to happen. And it makes me very happy. It reduces some stress.
What do you think it's like if somebody decides they wanted to get into factory, somebody in this case is me, right? So I want to get into, I think I'm announcing it this coming week. I'm trying to think when this episode comes out, or it'll have been 2 days. I'm launching a new brand called Fish Doc, and I'm going to deal with like water treatment products. At first, it's chemicals at the end of the day that are going to be sourced from the USA. The product will be made in the USA. Talking to Alex, you know, Alex Fedorovich, I think he was in Prosper with us. He's French, French Canadian, owns a factory and a beauty brand. No. Okay. So he manufactures in the US as well. And he was telling me that it would probably run, you know, 250,000-300,000 for the types of stuff that I would need, like mixers and stuff like that, to start manufacturing that stuff in the USA. So I'm like, great. Manufacturing loans seem to have really, really ridiculously small interest rates. So I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to like put it out there to the world that I'm now offering manufacturing services for the types of products that fit my setup. So Alex says, and I'm getting to the point here, Alex says, you know, that might not be a good idea because you're going to need to have different SOPs and different processes for all these different things. And you may not be focused on your product. But for me, I'm thinking if I'm going to get the equipment and the equipment's not being used, I'm losing money. What side do you fall on that? If you were in my situation, knowing what you know about, you know, being a manufacturer.
I think from like me, it's, I can lose focus on, but for me, it's more delegate. Like, I'm a visionary, you know, I get the end point, and then we hire people who are doing this. So now I know it's all set up, it's working, so I can concentrate on different projects. So I think for you, to me, manufacturing, it's a great idea. It's amazing, but you need to know what are you doing. It's the first thing. And then you need to hire great people so you can take, you know, a lot of hate from you, and you can concentrate on your own product. if it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. It makes a ton of sense. What's next? Like,
so we're thinking to do gummies manufacturing. It's going to be the next one.
And then so you don't currently do that. So this would be new machinery, new processes. Yes.
It's going to be everything new. Yes.
And when I hear gummies, my mind goes to like gummies. So is this
it's like kids gummies.
Okay.
It's all the supplements with gummies because it's a big demand. Again, if you want to do custom formula, you have to order a lot of gummies. So what I'm trying to do is make it, again, affordable, and everyone can make their own formulas and have smaller MOQ.
And what? Yeah, but what? How do you determine that? Like, I know the popularity of gummies has gone up, but like, are you looking at keyword research to see this, or is this, you know, you've noticed that X percentage of customers are asking you for gummies?
Yes, my customer asking for gummies. Yes.
God, listen to your customers, man. That's like the best advice any business person should get, right?
Yes.
All right. Any questions? Oh, how about on the PL side? Like, now that you have this factory, does that really open the doors for you to do some like wild stuff on the PL side?
No, we don't do wild stuff on the PL side. We're actually going to start two new brands in the future. And it's nothing to do with supplements. It's something else. And again, I have a team and partners that do all the PL. And I do, like, it's, again, I'm a visionary. I see the end point, and then we hire people and we work, and I put an idea there, and I put an idea in the universe, and it's hard work, and it's working. So
if you were given if somebody told you you have a choice, you know, beginning January 1st of 2023, you could just be a PL seller and everything else you do, or a manufacturer and everything else you do, which one would you pick?
Probably PL is easier. It's less investment. Honestly, I won't be honest. I mean, PL is easier. It's less investment. It's great. Amazon, it's a great platform to sell. To go to the manufacturing, you have to have some heavy background, what needs, what people looking for, and understand the manufacturing. It's the main, I mean, again, if it was just me, it probably would take me years and years to do what we've done, having a great partner.
Is there any questions that I haven't asked you just out of me being ignorant to the manufacturing process and your factory that you think you should cover?
Yeah, again, so manufacturing, if someone wants to do soft chews, dental chews for dogs, or just chews like without any active ingredients, we can do the minimum is 1,000 units. We can customize to every client, whatever they need. Again, price-wise, if they want it cheap, of course, we're going to make it for them, whatever they want. So it's very flexible. This is what I like about it. It's very, very flexible. We can do all kind of, you know, different variations, different jars, different colors, different style to, you know, for the need of the customer. The lead time is great. We can do 4 to 6 weeks, and we have great customer service.
I bet. Yeah, that's amazing. 4 to 6 weeks. I still would not do a supplement brand on Amazon, but knowing you and knowing that you have a factory and you're in Miami, I would be tempted to start something like a Shopify play or something.
Yeah, anyone would like to visit manufacturer, welcome. So we're open and you can come and see what we do, how beautiful it is. It's a beautiful place.
I'm excited too. I know we're trying to coordinate on an actual meetup event where a few people can actually go, and the meetup might be a tour of the factory. I don't know if that's still a possibility, but that would be a really cool one.
Yes, please. Anytime you're welcome. Especially you, Carlos, anytime.
Mariana, what's the best way somebody listening to this show can reach you?
So they can call me, actually. I can leave my phone number.
Okay.
And it is 469.
This will be the real number, not the number I have that never gets picked up. No, yes. I'm just kidding.
It's a real number. It's 469-416-2661.
Okay.
And I can leave a few emails for people as well, if you want to put it.
If you want to say an email here, you can go ahead and say it. Plus, I'll include it in the show notes.
Okay, I'll get you a few emails. Hold on one second.
Or I can include them in the show notes. I think the number is good.
I have a few that easier to get. WhatsApp
that works.
Or Telegram or calls, whatever works, yes. And I will then refer it to my employees.
And this is your WhatsApp number too? So maybe somebody could just WhatsApp you and say, oh, I need the email too, like if they don't see the show notes.
Yes.
Okay, that works. Mariana, you've crushed it. Today you did absolutely amazing. Before letting you go on with your day, the question I ask everybody who is on the show is, what is your favorite book and why?
So my favorite book, it was the first book I read probably many, many years ago. It was Talent is Overrated. And it's changed my thinking, because I was like, oh, I'm a corporate person and all the business people, they have special talent and I don't have. And it's like how I can change it. So I read the book. I really like it. And the second book, of course, it's Poor Dad, Rich Dad. It's changed my life. And the other book is From the Trash Man to the Cash Man. It's also a great book.
What is it? Trash Man
to the Cash Man. It's a book.
Trash Man to the Cash Man. I've never even heard that book. I'm going to read it.
From the Trash Man to the Cash Man. It's, I mean, all those books, like, again, I grew up in very educated family. My mom had a PhD, my father had a PhD, and they were teaching me, oh, you need to get a good degree, and then you can work in computer science, and you can be secure. And I was looking at all those successful women and successful men. I'm like, I'm doing something wrong. What I need to change? So I started reading those books, and it's really changed my mindset.
Amazing. I order any books that I haven't read. I don't know if I've read Talent is Overrated. It sounds familiar, but I'm going to check. If not, I'm going to order it. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Obviously, that's an amazing one.
And I'm must reading read. This book now. I'll show you. It's called Becoming a Supernatural. By Joe Dispenza.
Yes, that's an amazing author too. That's Alex Ace. That's one of Alex Ace's favorite authors. So let me know how that is.
He's great. And I like, of course, I go to Tony Robbins events and Robert Sharma. So I do a lot of self-development.
Always super important. Mariana, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I look forward to talking to everybody next week. Hopefully I'll see you at the conference in Atlanta. And if not, I'll definitely see you at the licensing show in Vegas at the end of the month. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.